the sun go down on your humanity. Don't let the future forget you and think that you were just too self-obsessed to look beyond your own immediate concerns in life. And like those in days of old from a forgotten age, your whole existence can be reduced to a footnote at the bottom of a forgotten page. So will oncoming generations mockingly proclaim with a shocking rage, who were these carefree people? And why didn't they even lift a finger to change? Shine a light on your inability to rise. Don't wait until a looming twilight in the sky projects the vulnerability of your times, as you're constantly perplexed by the neglect and fragility of your lives, that eclipses the real invincibility in your minds, posing the simple question, why? Why are we killing the potential in our lives? Don't let the new morning be broken without you. Don't allow the poisoning of the rivers of today to infect the crops and the oceans of tomorrow that will surround you. In the plants, in the trees, in the flowers, in the seeds. For it's the life that's yet to be that delivers us hope for eternity. And while we are still able to consume our daily bread, let us not forget that on this day given, we are indeed the projection envisioned in our ancestors' dreams. So what can we then expect our future generations to reflect on times such as these? If we don't respect them, and we reject them, and we just lay down and accept them, that the sun may finally set on our humanity.